Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am Big Baby David. That is Joe's McFly. Joe's, how you doing?
Doing good because it's a new day.
Last night's game didn't happen.
I was there. I was very cold. I remember the cold.
At least the Knicks were good.
The Rangers were good.
Our Rangers. So that's cool. New Talking Knicks just went out. Give that a listen after this. Tom and I just cranked it. Joe, you want to tell the people the lineup today?
Let's talk about this lineup. Brito on the mound. Forget about the last one.
Wasn't even a real game.
It didn't even happen, right?
It's cold.
Fake. Yes.
Never felt real.
We got Volpe, Judge, Rizzo, Torres, LeMahieu in the very good spot at five. We have Willie Calhoun. Cabrera back in the lineup. Should have been in there yesterday, especially after visiting the office. Trevino, Cordero in right field. Back in a Brito.
Nine-hole Franchi, huh?
That might sneak up. Nine-hole Franchi might sneak up on people.
Might not hate that. Let's see. Well,
Donaldson's in the clubhouse, but he's not available.
Sounds like today's not going to be activation day. Andrew McCutchen just homered. Okay. Okay.
Is this the best lineup that we have right now with available players?
So
I probably want Peraza, maybe.
So who's sitting right now? Peraza, Higgy.
Hicks.
Okay, so that's fine. And IKF.
This is the best lineup. So
offensively, I think this is the best lineup. You can get in your Peraza, and if you wanted to DH one of the other guys and get Calhoun out of there. But against a righty, we can argue about the spot he's in.
Right.
But I think you're right.
This is it. This is the best lineup against a righty that the Yankees can currently have.
Yeah.
All right.
April 19th.
It's early. Well,
we got here quick.
This is usually a conversation in August.
It's usually like at some point you hit a time period where this happens, and it's not often that it's...
And the scary thing is that it still might. Hopefully it doesn't. It gets better from here on out, but that's a possibility too.
Thought last night had like a shower thought about like, Bader coming back will help something. Even though I know he's not an offense forward player, but
it's a better offensive option than some others.
Yes, and get Judge out of center. I know he doesn't mind it, but probably better.
For his
legs. Something I'm watching for is a guy whose name we've brought up. It's like, Willie Calhoun, I need you to do something, man. With Donaldson potentially back tomorrow?
Justify the roster spot. I always look at that. I always tell people, justify your roster spot. There's only 26 of these spots. Justify it.
Like he has the leg up on Peraza if there's a decision to be made after the game tonight, but just because he ostensibly plays the outfield, but
yes,
and that's where the depth is short right now. But I don't know, will he justify it, man?
I don't know, but I'm watching for Cordero, actually. Mm-hmm. He's batting .900 now. Was it just the Baltimore situation? Was he just hot for like a flash in the pan? Or
if it's like an ugly game,
like what's going to happen? I want to know. I want to know what's up with him to see if maybe he fixed something, realized something. We got lightning in a bottle, or was it a flash in the pan? So that's what I'm watching for.
A hot week.
Yeah. I could use a hot week. Don't get me wrong.
Give me another one.
Yes.
If it's Willie's turn, we'll take that. Do you wish they went Calhoun, Gleyber, LeMahieu, 4-5-6, so it could be 24-25-26 uniform numbers?
Oh, that would be cool. Yes. And then it'll almost feel like almost lazy by Boone.
A little bit.
She's kind of right.
That would have been lazy.
I love that.
Volpe getting a little hot, watching him a little bit. His numbers last six games. Patient hitter.
He's getting comfortable. Getting comfortable.
He's starting to learn it a bit, I think, and I'm excited. I hope by this time next week, I can have a fun Volpe stats since whatever day tweet.
Yes.
And would
be awesome.
And like laugh at some people who were mad that his first 10 games sucked.
I think that since the day that he got, not benched, but that he took that day off, I would like to see those numbers from there because he started getting comfortable.
Yes, I think that's like, it might be the game before. I did a little butter knife this morning. It's like an 890 okay. OPS. Six games, so it's not enough for me to do the tweet.
Mm.
But I think we're working towards turning a corner. I don't know.
Love that.
I'd like
make
that.
A run for that rookie of the year.
Be cool.
They get that service time, right?
Get the service time. He gets it anyway, I guess, because he's up all year. But get the Yanks a draft pick.
Why not?
I don't know. Pitching path to victory tonight. Big one for Johnny Brito.
Yes.
Should be fresh after an all too short outing.
Very short outing.
So does this count as extra rest?
You know what? I think he's got to be wary of Ohtani and Trout, of course. And he has the stuff to navigate the lineup. Can he give us five? I got a little happy yesterday when I seen Schmidt in the fourth. I'm like, is he going to give us four?
Get me through four.
Couldn't quite get there, but I think we're going to go ahead and do give us five. Five and fly. Five innings, one run maybe. Five innings, two runs maybe. And then we're going to go ahead and bring out the big guns so that we can try to win this series. Or tie up this series so we can win it tomorrow.
Five from Johnny. One from maybe Wandy early, depending on the lane, to change things up.
Yes.
So that would be the six. Two from King.
Yes.
And Clay to wrap it up.
Yep. Who pitched yesterday? It was
Marinaccio threw 33. He's got to be out of the picture.
Yeah.
Abreu threw 18. I imagine they'd like to stay away from him. Cordero threw 28. Imagine they'd like to stay away from him. And Weissert should be available if you need it. Just 13 pitches out of him. Well, so ideally you blow him out, Weissert for one, and get Ian Hamilton like a three-inning save.
Yeah.
Like that dumb rule.
I mean, that would be...
That would be sick. Great.
He doesn't like recognition. I don't think Hamilton likes recognition at all. He wants to go super.
He
under
wants
the
to go
radar.
2-2.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that three inning save.
Yeah.
But I'd like that. Yankees bats need to wake up.
Need that.
That'd be the easy path to victory today.
Yes. That would be cool. That would be awesome.
That'd be need easy. That.
That's the pitching side.
Think
hitting side.
We're on to the second half of the show.
Yes. And that's
begins with the Homer Draft.
It's the Homer Draft.
The Homer Draft. Neither of us got on the board. Yankees had no homers.
Judge was close.
Gave one a ride. And you had the first pick. You selected Judge and Higgy. Nothing. I had Gleyber and Peraza. Nothing. I am going to go to our friend Oswaldo Cabrera.
Okay.
With the first pick today. We got him hot. So
yes.
Speak that into existence.
Yep.
Make sure he never sits again. We got him feeling good yesterday,
real
I think.
Good.
We gassed him up. So I want Oswaldo, and my second round pick will be Aaron Judge. So
oh, okay.
Ineligible for you, just getting that out of the way.
Yes.
So unavailable to you are Oswaldo, Judge, and Higgy.
Okay. I'll go with Rizzo, righty on the mound.
Oh, I love Rizzo.
Rizzo, and there's a lefty tomorrow, so I'm probably not taking him there. Sandoval, who's in the office. So I was thinking ahead there.
That Rizzo pick's good.
I'm taking Rizzo tonight, and you know what? I think I'm going to go. I think he's been in a little bit of a funk. I'm going Gleyber Torres going Oppo today.
I like that. I'd like that a lot.
Yes.
So for tonight's game, you have Anthony Rizzo and Gleyber Torres. I have Oswaldo Cabrera and Aaron Judge. So that's cool.
It is cool.
I hope we get it. We get points on both our guys.
That would be great because that means we scored and with runners on. Because the solo homer thing doesn't
we take that. But
what if all of them are 3-run homers?
That's 12 runs.
Is that a premonition? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to find out if you're premoing it.
It's a little crazy.
I did well in the math section. That's 12 runs. And that would just be huge for the homer draft. We have not only been 2 points scored in the homer draft so far, I think.
Yeah.
So that's scary. We got to get – all of us got to get on the board a little better. That brings us to the over-under. Line yesterday was 9-flat. We both took the over. The under hits on a 5-2 final score.
And it wasn't for lack of opportunity, okay? It wasn't.
I was trying to cash out some NBA games last night, the cash out function.
It wasn't working.
Okay, just making sure that wasn't a me thing.
They sent a message.
I thought I saw that. Didn't know if you were affected. I had a Clippers plus 290, I think, pregame bet, and I tried to cash out so many times when I was going to make my $1.50 on a $5 bet.
Once I seen the message, I didn't even mess with the app.
Yeah, then I didn't place any more.
Yeah.
That said.
Yeah.
But any guesses on today's line? Canning versus Johnny Brito.
First start for Canning.
Second
start for Canning in a long time. And Brito is a kid. I think this is going to be another high one. So we're going to... I'm going 9. Yesterday was 9.
They ran back 9.
They ran back 9? All right, good.
And I got to be honest, man. No way they're under. I'm going over.
Okay, good. Yes, I'm going over too.
Right,
I'm hoping.
We're not going to the game.
Over. I'm not going to the game either. So I'm going over.
That's like our free will picking an over. There's no way the Yankees scored just 2 runs. We just told you we're hitting 4 3-run homers.
Right. Right. We're hitting, yes, yes. We're going over for sure. Rizzo's going
and like hard. Brito gives one up, and it's okay because we're already up.
And it's Ohtani, so you expect
it's Ohtani. You got him the first time around.
He's auditioning for the Yankees for next year.
Yeah. Didn't you have like a quote? I got some alert about that. Some quote that got the people going. So that's the over.
That is.
Is there a premonition on your home?
There is. It's not 12 runs. Huh? That's a little crazy.
We were a little kooky there.
A little kooky. I think there's going to be it's going to be a big situation. Runners on the corners with 2 outs, swinging bunt. Brito makes a nice play first, gets out of the inning, and saves. And because of that, we end up going on to win. Get some hype. We're going to see him hype on the mound.
That. I like that.
What you got?
I think I just saw it. I think one of our favorite players, DJ LeMahieu.
Mm-hmm.
I have him coming up. I'm seeing the bases loaded, and he drives a 2-run single through the right side.
Mm.
Judge got a nice jump on it, scores from second.
Does this break the game open, tie the game, or?
Oh, I think I'd like to. I think it might be our. It might be what opens the floodgates.
Okay. Like, so it's the beginning of the end.
I think it's
for the
our. It could be the first runs of the game, or like maybe they got one the first time around and they come back and that brings it from 2-4. I want the Yankees to put up some runs tonight.
Yes.
I think that would be part of the equation.
Yankees got to put up runs. Need that. We're in agreement there. My salad came. I accidentally ordered a salad. That was too much.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.